USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Food and Drug Administration announces its approval for Pfizer and Moderna's request for a second COVID-19 booster shot for older Americans and Americans with compromised immune systems. Director of the FDA Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research says adding the second booster may get approval for the general population later in the year.
There may be a need for people to get an additional booster in the fall, along with a more general booster campaign if that takes place, because we may need to shift over to a different variant coverage.
The Pentagon believes Russia is not withdrawing their troops from the Ukrainian capital city of Kyiv. Instead, they're redeploying their ground forces. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Biden has signed a bill regarding lynching.
The Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act, making lynching a federal hate crime for the first time in American history.
Speaking at the White House, Biden saying the bill is long overdue. The risk for severe weather in parts of the South Wednesday is intensifying. The latest models from the Storm Prediction Center have a moderate risk of severe weather for almost all of Mississippi and parts of Alabama, Florida, Tennessee, Arkansas, and Louisiana. Storms Wednesday could produce widespread damaging winds in excess of 75 miles per hour and several tornadoes, some being strong. The Foo Fighters are canceling their upcoming tour dates after the death of drummer Taylor Hawkins. The band issuing a statement saying they're sorry and want to take time to appreciate all the music and memories made with Hawkins. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne LaRouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio is speaking out a day after the Senate passed the China competition bill to start talks with the House of Representatives. The Republicans saying the bill to take on China economically will reduce America's reliance on the communist nation.
And relying on a hostile adversary for these things and more will leave us vulnerable, will leave us weak.
The bill includes $52 billion in grants and tax incentives to bolster domestic chip manufacturing, as well as provisions to bring key industries back to the United States. A busy week in Washington, D.C., and Republican lawmakers are reacting to comments made by President Biden in Poland over the weekend.
Yes, we did. We talk about food shortages, and it's going to be real.
The possibility of food shortages in America is real. Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, on Newsmax weighs in.
This is the result of the lack of leadership, of the bad policies and all the bad decisions from the Biden administration. This administration better change course. The problem is, Grant, I don't think they can, because I don't think the hard left will let them change anything. They're beholden to all these crazy policies, particularly the crazy energy policy that is, frankly, I think the catalyst for this whole situation.
The Powerball jackpot for Wednesday night is $206 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.